thermos bottle. He had two thermos bottles of hot coffee, just black. Well, I was so thirsty, I poured out a cup of that. Let it cool a little bit, and I never tasted anything so good in my life. And I've been drinking black coffee ever since. I quit all at once, and I started back all at once. So.
Instant conversion, huh? That's good. I don't know whether we can carry on here kind of slowly while we...
If I can keep my mouth...
While we sip, I think we probably can, and that if you've got a mouth full, we'll just hang on here, and I think I've got tape enough to make it, so we can make a little headway even while
right.
we're having a cup of coffee.
We'll try it. See
all right.
how it works out.
Somebody who's kind of queasy, looking a little green, saying, well, I think he's going to get... sick.
Have a stomach sickness?
Or, yeah. I say, well, it looks to me as though he's sick.
At his stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's standard.
Yeah.
Characteristic way of saying it.
That's a standard expression, yeah.
If a young fellow or an older fellow seen quite a lot of a girl, say, well, I think he's, with reference to her, I think he's, what would be the expression there, describing what he's doing with regard to her.
He's courting her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
maybe other expressions. But courting her.
Courting would be the common
mm-hmm.
word.
Uh-huh. What if she or we'll say quit seeing him? What would be the expression for that? Sometimes that's characterized in
yeah.
a certain way.
Well, let's see now. Well, you could say she certainly gave him the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that expression a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she just merely quit him or something like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are expressions that are recorded here and there across the country that threw him over.
Yeah.
Or jilted him. Or
yeah.
Gave him the mitten.
Never heard that before.
That's not a
no.
Clay County expression.
No.
Speaking of this general category, though, what about the word, what is the word you might have for a noisy serenade after a wedding? Used to have them, I think, a lot more than that.
Chivalry. Lord, that's
what took
an
place
old,
there?
Huh?
What took
oh,
place there?
Oh, they usually got around after the bride and groom would get home, back before they had this automobile craze. Back when they'd get home, you'd go to their home and you'd get an old pan or an old bell or whatever you could get a hold of, and maybe there'd be 15 or 20 people, and you would congregate out in front of the house, and some guy'd give you the signal, and then you'd all begin to beat on these pans and ring the bell and yell, and then the groom would usually come to the door and invite you in, and then they served you with refreshments.
Uh-huh. Was that standard?
Yeah, when I was a kid, there very seldom anybody ever got married but what they had a chivalry.
Mm. Well, did...
And us kids thought that was a lot of fun.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, was there what is now called a reception? Or did this take the place of the reception?
Not so much as that they didn't have reception so much.
No reception.
As they do now, no. Seems like every wedding they have now, they have a reception of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but